And his mother claims he was murdered on your orders.
Do you believe that?
I'm asking.
I mean, you just said it. So do you believe that?
I think that it is worth looking into. And I don't, I mean, if a guy comes out and accuses your company of committing crimes, I have no idea if that's true or not, of course, and then is found killed and there are signs of a struggle, I don't think it's worth dismissing it. I don't think we should say, well, he killed himself when there's no evidence that the guy was depressed at all. I think, and if he was your friend, I would think you would want to speak to his mom or...
I did offer. She didn't want to.
So do you feel that, you know, when people look at that and they're like, you know, it's possible that happened, do you feel that that reflects the worries they have about what's happening here? Like people are afraid that this is like...
I haven't done too many interviews where I've been accused of like...
Oh, I'm not accusing you at all. I'm just saying his mother says that. I don't think a fair read of the evidence suggests suicide at all. I mean, I just don't see that at all. And I also don't understand why the authorities, when there's signs of a struggle and blood in two rooms on a suicide, like how does that actually happen? I don't understand how the authorities could just kind of dismiss that as a suicide. I think it's weird.